This is the Action for Wellness podcast, where we discuss small changes that will greatly improve your life, health, relationships, and well-being. Hosted by naturopath Maya Harish and parenting consultant Nava Abraham.
This is the Action for Wellness podcast, episode 19. 19! Can you believe it?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Today we'll be talking about unrealistic expectations and realistic expectations. But before we do that, Nava, one cool thing.
One cool thing that happened in the past week was that we were invited over to friends for a Friday night dinner, which we usually have with like my mother or my in-laws, because having a Friday night dinner with four children can be challenging. And it was fantastic. The kids were well behaved. They ate everything they were given. They did not destroy the house. And I think we may even possibly be invited again at some time.
Yay, that's pretty
before
exciting.
Before they're all adults.
That's fairly exciting.
Yeah, so that was cool. I was like not quite sure what to expect, but it went down really well. So that's cool for me.
That is cool. Well done.
Thank you. What's your cool thing?
My cool thing.
You should have seen the blank look on her face right now. She was like, oh my God, I don't know anything. What's my name? Yeah, the deer in the headlights look on your face.
That's exactly how I felt. Oh, wait, it's my turn. My cool thing is that this week I found a tiny little kitten. I just parked my car without my dog in it, and I saw this little kitten with a yogurt carton on its head, which is sad. That's not cool. It's not cool yet. But I came up to the kitten. I walked up very slowly to this kitten and I pulled the yogurt container off its head, and the cat went and ran away. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I thought, well I'll just sit.
You'd have been pissy having...
No.
In the same situation.
Yeah, well, yeah, as the cat, yeah. So I just sat down on the floor in the parking lot and waited a minute. And then this kitten decided, oh, okay, you're not evil. And then she came, and oh my God, she's the sweetest thing ever.
I have to admit, she is the sweetest kitten ever. I saw it in the parking lot before without... obviously, a yogurt carton on its head. And it's this fluffy little...
It's a little...
gorgeous little kitten.
Gorgeous fluff ball. I named her Lily. She's really sweet. Anyway, yeah, that's my cool thing. I got to rescue a kitten.
And of course, Maya being Maya, she took it home and she gave it a bath and she made sure that it was clean and lovely. And now she's feeding it because it's her cat. But because, and this is really sad, I have developed... quite a severe allergy to cats, which I never had, and is ridiculous because I grew up in a house full of cats.
She won't let me keep it inside.
She can't have it in the house. She cannot. I mean, honestly, she used to have a cat in the house, and up until now, every time I come in here, that's why I'm all so congested in all of our podcasts, and I don't sound like this in normal life. It's because I'm allergic. It's awful, and I hate it. And I love that kitten so much. I really want to cuddle it. It's so sweet, but I can't.
She's so sweet. I still think... You can push through this.
Yeah, all right. I'll have you experience this for one day and we'll see if I can push through
it. We'll exposure therapy you. Or kill you. One or the other, for sure.
I'll take death over a life without cats. Sorry. All right. So let's get back to business, shall we?
Okay, so the reason we decided to do this podcast episode was because I feel a lot of times I have patients who come in with unrealistic expectations. Like they want to lose 15-20% of their weight this month, or all sorts of things. And on the one hand, I totally get it. When I'm not feeling well, I want to feel better right now, especially if I'm going to see somebody about this. I want them to fix me the second I walk through the door. So on the one hand, I totally understand it, because if I'm sick and I go to see a doctor, I want to feel better the second I walk through the doctor's office. I mean,
it's true.
I don't even
expect...
want to wait for the antibiotics to kick in.
It's true.
I
you kind of expect you're going
right
to the doctor,
now.
You should be fixed now.
Yeah.
It's true.
I also believe that if we expect the good things to happen to us, then they will. So I also understand that. But then there's something about like creating something that you can actually achieve. Because if you come in and you say, I want to lose 20% of my weight this month, and you lose 10% of your weight,
that's pretty amazing.
I would say that's pretty amazing. But for them, it's like failure, and they're not going to, they're like, done. I can't come see you again because it's not working. And I'm saying weight, but it can be anything. I mean, I don't even
It's true.
Normally...
It could be, as a parenting consultant, I can tell you that people will come to me with a 3-month-old baby, and they'll be like, I want him to sleep all night. Physically, physiologically, that's not possible. The baby needs to wake up at night to eat. There's nothing you can do about that. You know, a full night's sleep when the baby is nearing, I would say around 6 months, would be between 5 and 6 hours. That would be like a full night's sleep. And you could expect that to be really good. So they'll go to sleep, they'll wake up after 5-6 hours, and they'll eat, and they'll go back to sleep for another 5-6 hours. That would be fantastic.
It can be talking about finance. If you're getting paid $10 an hour, you're not going to make $100,000 a month. Those hours simply do not exist. Now, I'm not saying you can't make $100,000 a month.
But you have to make a change, a real, real change in order for that to happen.
You can't do it on a $10 an hour job. That is the reality. So you have to learn how to, A, create an expectation that will drive you, as opposed to have you cowering in the corner saying, oh, I can't. This is just never going to happen. So I'm just going to stay with my $10 an hour job and I'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'll never dream again. You want to create an expectation that's like, oh, okay. Well, if I find a job that pays me $15 an hour, I can hit my goal. Then that's something you can do. If it's like, I will take on a side gig in Uber or whatever, that and hit that goal, that's cool. If it's something that you can actually achieve, then that's a goal that will drive you towards it. But if it's like, I want to be a astrophysicist, but I've never studied physics, you know, you need to start. It's not going to happen in a year.
No, look, I think it's awesome to dream, and it's important to dream and to dream big. And
if you don't dream big, you won't achieve big. That's for sure.
Obviously, that's for sure. But the thing is, what you have to, it comes along with, you have to work. You have to put in the work as well. You can't just say, all right, I want to earn $1 million by the end of the year. It's now, you know, nearing the end of November, or it is the end of November. So it's not, obviously that's not going to work. But I do feel that if you dream really big, then you have to put the work in. And if you do put the work in, it makes it more achievable. Now, there are some things that you just can't do. All right, you can do anything you want. Your 3-month-old baby is not going to sleep through the night. You can do anything you want. If you weigh, you know, 150 pounds, you're not going to end up weighing 100 pounds in 3 days' time. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So that definitely, it is important to sort of see what is realistic given your circumstance.
So I reckon you need to break down your goals into three. So you need to set three levels of goals for yourself in each area. So if we're talking finances, then your bare minimum goal is to earn $5 today. But what you really want is to earn $10 today. And in the deepest part of your heart or soul or mind or whatever, what you really, really, really want is to earn $50 today. But it's so scary that just like you're afraid to even admit to yourself that that's what you want. So you want to have a goal that will feel amazing if you get. Like, if I get $10 today, that's amazing. I will be the happiest cat. But if I earn $50 today, oh my God, I can't even imagine how I will react to that. That would be just astoundingly good. So if I earn $5, that's fine. I'm happy and I know that I'm on my way.
Yeah, but
you have to continue working.
Exactly. This, I think the point here should be that, okay, $5 is all right. I'm willing to accept that as a bare minimum because I've been working really hard and that's like, all right.
And it's showing me that I'm clearly doing something in the right direction.
Exactly. But it's as a stepping stone, it's cool. It's not something that I'm going to be like, okay, we're there now.
So tomorrow, I'm going to take my lessons from today when I earned $5 and yeah. I'm going to
turn them into 10.
Step it up. I'm going to make this a 10.
Yeah. I also believe that when you do reach $50 a day, you should aim for 100.
Definitely.
Your goal never stop. Never stop. That's the thing. You can always aspire for more. You can always reach more. You really can.
Except for when it comes to weight. I'm only saying this because this was what that was the first example.
When it comes to weight, you've got to weigh something.
No, but also with weight, it's really important not to carry on setting goals. Once you hit your target goal, that's...
So your goal needs to be maintain this weight.
Yes.
And that's, you know what? That's a bit of a serious goal.
Yeah. So you want to have goals that drive you. If you only admit to the $50 a day goal and you can't even picture how that would happen, it's not a good goal. It's not a good goal. It'll have you going, oh my God, that's just never going to happen. It's just never going to happen and screw it.
But there's more than that. There's more than that because some people can set themselves like a ridiculous goal and so go for it. I think it's about how your mindset is. Because I was just telling you about this. If your mindset is, I am fucking fantastic and I can do anything I put my mind to. And because I'm so fantastic, I only do fantastic things. The way I work is fantastic. And so if that is what drives me, I will do fantastic things and the results will be fantastic. And then it's like a cycle, right? I think I'm fantastic, so I do fantastic things. So the result is fantastic, which comes back to how I feel about myself. Look, I feel I'm fantastic. I do fantastic things. The result is fantastic. So yeah, I'm fantastic. Whereas on the other hand, you can think to yourself, I'm all right. And sometimes I'm crap. And then you do things that are mediocre. They're all, you know, all right. And then what you'll learn from that, if you do something and think to yourself, yeah, I'm meh, I'm okay. And you do something and it really works really, really well. You'll be like, it's a fluke, because that's just the kind of mindset that you have. It won't, as opposed to if you think you're fantastic and you do something fantastic and you get a fantastic result, it'll make you feel even more fantastic. If you start out feeling you're mediocre and you do mediocre things and then something works out really well, you'll see it as a fluke and you'll continue to see yourself as mediocre. And if it doesn't work out, you'll consider yourself crap. And that's the thing that's, you know, you can only go downhill from there.
What you want, obviously your goal setting depends on your personality and your self-perception. But what you want is to set yourself a goal that is achievable, that you can break down into steps and be like, okay, if I want to earn $10 today, then I need to do 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
And I can do that. I can see how these four steps will get me to the goal that I have set. Okay, it's achievable. I can do it.
Yeah. Definitely breaking it down into bite-sized, you know, tasks is going to help.
If you look at the $50 a day goal and you're like, okay, I can see that if I go through these 7 steps, I can do it today, then that's amazing. You should go for it. But if you look at that goal and you're like, oh, I'm going to go home and watch Grey's Anatomy marathon, then that's not a good goal for you. And if you go for the 50 and you get 25, it does not mean you're not worthy.
It means you're halfway on the way. It means amazing things.
It means, oh my God, this is amazing. I can see I'm on the right track. I'm going to use this as motivation to carry on going. Because if you're not there yet, but you're on your way, then you're on your way. If it were a road and you were driving from here into the next town and halfway through it, you were like, this is taking too long.
Yeah.
Screw it. I'm going to turn around and go home now. You'll never get anywhere.
Not only that, you'll just have wasted all that energy on absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So if you've started and you're actually going somewhere,
get there.
Get there.
Let yourself get there.
Do it. Push yourself. Motivate yourself. Say to yourself, you know what? I'm 60% there. I can do this. All I have to do is carry on doing what I'm doing. It's working.
Yeah. And it is absolutely cool to like stop in different places on the way and see cool things and enjoy the way. But you have to remember where you're getting to. And don't like find somewhere else that's really cool and just stay there.
Yep. Okay. I think we've made our point.
I believe we have.
And we've got a real special treat for you coming up in episode 20. So I'm really excited. I think that's going to be a really cool episode.
Yeah, I agree.
And I hope you'll have a really, really lovely week.
Let us know what you think.
Let us know what your goals are and what your ways of achieving them are. Because we want to be able to root for you. We want to be able to be there clapping you on and in the way. So, yeah, please do let us know. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast if you enjoy it, if you get anything out of it.
Have an excellent rest of the week.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.